friends. Welcome aboard to the pilot show. And no, I'm not talking about the guys and gals that are up in the flight deck. I'm talking about the introduction episode to this podcast, What the Flight Radio, a podcast for flight crew, frequent flyers, and anyone that gives a about aviation. It feels so good to sit down and record this. First of all, I'm your host, Jess V, and this podcast is brought to you in part by Living by the F Word. If you're an F Word lover and enjoy flying, festivals, fashion, fine art, food, fitness, and living life with a fulfill it yourself mentality, then you are in the right place. So what is up, you guys? What is up? Like I said, it feels so amazing to be sitting down and recording this pilot episode for you so that you can learn about me and you can also learn about what this podcast will offer you. Fasten your seatbelts. It's wheels up time. So first things first, a little bit about me. My name is Jess. I'm born and raised and currently still a Jersey girl through and through. 33 years young. I like to say that. Who likes to say old anymore, right? I am about to turn 34 and I've been solo traveling for pretty much the last 10 years of my life. I also am a flight attendant for a major U.S. airline, and I've been flying out on the line since 2015, and currently I'm based in the New York City area. In 2019, I became an initial training instructor for my company to help train aspiring flight attendants, and then, of course, COVID came along, and within the last year, I have been involuntary furloughed, recalled, and then requalified. So it's been quite turbulent, as you can imagine, and I'm very happy to be getting back on the line starting in May. I am so looking forward to summer travel. I really am just wanting life to get back to normal. And I feel like it kind of is. I feel like slowly but surely it's slowly getting back to normal. Is that even possible? So, what will this podcast be about and offer you, my amazing listeners? I hope to help you learn more about the flight attendant lifestyle, tips for flying, layovers, airport appreciation, or what to do if you're stuck in an airport for an extended amount of time. I also want to answer common questions and misconceptions about flight crew, passengers, and the aviation industry in general. And it honestly is such a complex industry that I think a lot of people are super curious about this topic and constantly wanting to learn more about it. And so there's just a lot to cover, and I really just have been wanting to talk about this for as long as I could remember. So for anyone that doesn't know, traveling internationally to festivals is pretty much one of my biggest passions. It's one of my biggest hobbies. And I really hope to bridge the gap between my passions and my career on a platform such as a podcast like this that allows me to talk, teach, and tell stories. So in addition to the in-flight crew aspect of certain episodes, there's also going to be episodes that are catered to talking about travel tips, pretty much with like a solo female perspective. Like I really want to honor solo female travel because I mean, I'm a female and I love solo travel. And I think there's a lot of people that kind of are skeptical about doing that and are a little scared. So I really want to have a focus on that because that's really been my lifestyle for quite some time. And I also want to discuss hotels, hostels, any type of accommodation advice that you guys might want or be interested in, maybe Airbnb. I'm not too familiar with Airbnb, but I definitely have a lot of experience with staying in major hotels, staying in hostels around the world, and even in the United States. I don't think a lot of people know that you can stay in a hostel domestically. That is just fine. And yeah, and so I really just want to talk about all these things that I love with the travel focus. And hopefully in the future, I will also have some guests that will be on the show. And these guests are going to range from other flight attendants, travel gurus, aviation leaders, hopefully. And so, I just think that it'll be fun to get other people's perspective on travel. I think that especially after COVID, we've all been trapped inside. We've all been trapped in our home. And we really are just urging to get back out there and get back to the things that we always were doing pre-pandemic, or even maybe things that we never had a chance to do. And then it was kind of like, oh shit, we're all stuck at home and can't do these things. You know what I mean? So I'm really, really looking forward to talking about all these different things. I also have a few ideas for some segments that I hope to bring you. So for example, I want to do crew to crew shout outs. Any flight crew out there, if you want to give a shout out to an amazing crew member that you've worked with in the past, or like one of your besties, someone that you buddy bid with, something like that, I think that would be a really cool segment to talk about other flight attendant stories. I also want to talk about aviation news. So anything that's maybe going on in the aviation world that is important to know. And I also really want to do aviation lingo. I think this will be really fun to have in the beginning of an episode, or, you know, just talk about in general, maybe one keyword for the day that maybe common travelers wouldn't know about, but only like flight crew and pilots and aviation people know about. So to wrap up this pilot episode, where can you find all future episodes? Well, you can pretty much find it anywhere: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. If you prefer to watch it on YouTube, you definitely can do that as well. And I want to have this podcast be a weekly podcast. I'm going to be shooting for Wednesdays unless irregular operations occur. If you don't know, or for anyone that's unfamiliar with what that terminology means, it basically means when things don't happen as they should. So for example, when a flight is delayed for 4 hours and then your entire crew times out, or, you know, if an entire crew has legalities issues and you go back to the gate because someone decided to smoke a cigarette in the bathroom, that's all irregular operations. That's stuff you don't want to happen. It's not what you want. So unless something comes up and I like a trip or something happens that I can't post, I'll try to post the next day. But for the most part, I really want this to be what the flight Wednesdays, you know what I mean? So I am really looking forward to having this out weekly. And yeah, just to, you know, close this out, I just want to like kind of say that this has been an idea that has been stuck inside my head for years. Basically, when I became a flight attendant, I had this idea to start a YouTube series on my YouTube channel, which is Living by the F Word. And that's my brand name as well. And I wanted to have a whole What the Flight almost like series of different episodes talking about flight attendant life and just all the things that I basically want to talk about on this podcast, because really there's just so much that happens. Every flight attendant could write a book if they really wanted to, like within the first 6 months to a year, because it's such a interesting career and job, and it really is like can be chaotic sometimes. So yeah, I really wanted it to be this series on my YouTube channel. And there was a few things that made me choose the podcast route instead. So first of all, the first one was back in April of 2018. I decided to vlog my life on reserve. Oh my God. It was a total shit show. Like, it was a literal shit show. It was one of the worst months I've ever had on reserve. I was pretty much maxed out with my hours by less than 2 weeks. So it was just like I was getting turned and burned. It's an expression that reserves use where they basically are coming back in from a trip that, say, maybe it was supposed to be 3 days that turned into 6 days. They just kept getting turned and going back out. So it was a total mess. I mean, to the point where I would like have footage of me crying in a lav bathroom on the plane. And end, I was like, dude, who the fuck is going to want to watch this? Like, really, who is going to want to watch this shit? Like, especially people that are trying to become flight attendants. Like, this is the worst thing to be putting out there. And so I just kind of like was like, maybe I shouldn't do that. And so I obviously scratched that. And then I never even uploaded any of that footage, obviously. But yeah, I basically then was thinking, well, there's still so much to cover in the world of aviation and travel. And I truly believe that so many other people can contribute to this podcast, and share their stories, and we could have really great conversations. And so that is why I chose the podcast platform for What the Flight. And that is why I have it called What the Flight Radio. I just really like the idea of having the word radio in there, just because that's how pilots communicate to air traffic control. And I just think it has a nice ring to it. Instead of What the Flight podcast, I just really like What the Flight Radio. So if you're interested in why I chose that, I just really like the tune of how that sounds, and I hope you do too. There's also like a festival that I love going to in Belgium. It's called Tomorrowland. So any big electronic dance music fans out there that are listening, they probably know what Tomorrowland is. But for any of my other listeners that do not know, they have a Tomorrowland radio. And ever since I went to Tomorrowland in 2013, I just really loved the ring of and sound of that. I just liked Tomorrowland radio instead of Tomorrowland, I don't know, whatever it is. It's like a where they stream their sets from the festival. So that's kind of where I got that inspiration from. And that's kind of why I chose the podcast route instead of doing all these blogs and videos about flight attendant life. I do talk about F words on my YouTube channel. So my brand is Living by the F Word, and flying obviously is an F word that I love because of this career and because I love travel and all of that. And so I don't really talk that much about it, but I think that in conjunction with this podcast, I definitely will, because I'm going to be going back out on the line. I'm going to be flying again. And I really think that people would enjoy some travel vlogs and how I experience my layovers and things like that. But I truly feel like this radio show is going to be so dope, and I can't wait for it. I'm really looking forward to having you here with me on this new journey. It's like so exciting to even think about, and it means so much to me that you are here. So for anyone that wants to stay in touch with me, you can follow me on social media at WT Flight Radio. That's What the Flight Radio on social media, on all platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. It's WT Flight Radio. And you could also follow my brand account, which is at Living by the F Word. On Instagram, it's at Living by the dot F Word. But if you just search Living by the F Word, it will come up. And on Facebook, it's at Living by the F Word, all that good stuff. If you just search Living by the F Word, you will find me. You could also just go to my blog, which is livingbythefword.com. And it has all of my social links there, including Reddit, Spotify. It has it all there. So yes, you can follow me at either handle or both if you want to. And if you want to email me, please send any email requests or anything that you think will be great for this podcast to radio@livingbythefword.com. Once again, my email is radio@livingbythefword.com. And I will see you soon in episode 1. Bye, guys.